Then you come out of the Army and you come back here to Tulsa.
That's correct.
And you're married by that time. You go back to Southern Hills because you had a job waiting for you
That's correct.
You were back into the clubhouse then. That was in the 50s. So I believe your first major tournament was the U.S. Open. In 1958.
Yes, Tommy Bolt.
Exactly. He won that tournament. What kind of a guy was Tommy Bolt?
He threw more clubs than any other person. But Tommy conducted himself wonderful in Tulsa. He never threw a club, and he won the tournament.
He was also known as Terrible Tommy.
Terrible Tommy.
Thunder, but, too, I think.
Yes. He used to throw the clubs if he had a bad shot, but he kept the ball in control and everything else.
He was born in Hayworth, Oklahoma. Did you visit with him?
Oh, yes. I used to speak to him.
He was a likable person?
Very likable. He used to always kid me about, why don't you learn to speak English?
Gary Player was in that tournament as well.
Yes, that is correct. And Gary was a very nice gentleman. He used to always come in and speak to me.
At that time, Gary Player was 22 years old.
He was young.
He made his debut. That was his first U.S. Open.
Very young.
And these players then would always come in to the clubhouse.
Yes.
So you would see them.
They would always come in and speak to me because they get their golf balls from me. And I'd give them the allotment, 3 dozen balls. And they would pay me, and I would give them a receipt, and it would go right outside the door. But the public were watching this, and it was great salesmanship. They would come in and watch him. He's getting tightless golf balls. Everybody was wanting to know what kind of balls there were and this, that, and the other. It was wonderful.
Ben Hogan played in that
tournament. Ben Hogan, yes.
This was his fifth U.S. Open title that he was after. I believe his left wrist had been injured in that tournament, and he finished 11 strokes back in a tie for 10th. Then there was a very young man. He was 18 years old, and that person was Jack Nicklaus. Here's this young 18-year-old Jack Nicklaus. This is his second U.S. Open. He made his first cut, and he finished 41st place.
Yeah.
What was he like?
He was young and nervous. I don't care what he shot. He would always come in and speak to you, and did you have a good round? Well, I didn't have a good round, but it was fun. The course is in wonderful shape, this, that, and the other, and it was always fun.
Huh. How many years did they always come in to the club shop itself? Because wasn't there a point where they just went to their lockers and they never came into your shop?
Well, they had to come through the shop to go to the locker room.
Okay. They'd all come through the shop.
But then they wouldn't allow, then they stopped and wouldn't allow the general public to come into the pro shop.
Okay, they could mingle at first.
Yes.
We have Sam Snead, who played in that tournament.
Sam and Sammy, yes.
He, too, was a nice, pleasant person?
He was always pleasant to me, but sometimes who he was paired with, he did not like them. They did not.
Oh, really? How did you know that he didn't like them?
Well, I would talk to him personally and find out what was going on, how they were doing.
And then he'd say, well, I don't want to be with...
Don't pair me. As you know, we have nothing to do with the pairings. That's the committee does that.
Two-time champion Gene Sarazen missed the cut in his final appearance there.
Yes.
Jimmy Demerit.
Demerit, he didn't do too well.
He played in his final Open, and he withdrew after the third round.
That's right, because he wasn't playing good.
Would players grumble to you sometime, maybe the condition of the course wasn't to their liking?
They would always come in and let you know what they thought of the course.
What were some of their biggest complaints in that 58?
The rough.
It was particularly tall?
Yes, it was tall. It was 3 or 4, maybe some places 5 inches tall, and they couldn't find the ball. It took a lot of time to find the ball. Well, sure, they had a caddy and everything else, but when it goes down in the grass, they'd have to walk on it before.
Right, they have to step on it, right.
Yes.
I would imagine a lot of these players, Tulsa, Oklahoma, what's that? And this was in 1958. But had to be impressed then when they come to Tulsa and come out on this golf course.
Come out on this golf course, and it was too tough for some of them.
It was too tough?
Yes, for some of them.
Was it considered long for them?
Yes. The grass was tall and the course was long. Well, this was our first big tournament.
Yeah.
And the people that were running it, I think Phil Tabor was the general manager of the tournament then. they set the course, and it was tough.
Some of them weren't used to the grass?
Yes, we're not used to Bermuda grass.
Well, it was the first of seven major championships at Southern Hills. U.S. Open returned, and we'll talk about them, 77, 2001. PGA had been played in the course four times, 70, 82, 94, 2007. Let's just go on to some other tournaments here. Then, that was 58, so it wasn't until 1970 then when you had a PGA championship.
Yes.